USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Tesla is being sued in California over allegations of systemic racial discrimination. A state regulatory agency announced late Wednesday. Tesla said ahead of the lawsuit that such an action was misguided. Bob Saget's cause of death has been discovered. The family revealed an official report saying Saget accidentally hit the back of his head on something, thought nothing of it, and went to sleep. After a closed-door briefing on Wednesday, senators raised concerns about Iran's nuclear program and the small amount of time it would take to attain a nuclear weapon. Senator Chris Murphy, the Democrat from Connecticut.
And it is absolutely imperative that the United States Senate provide this administration with the support it needs to effectuate an agreement.
Republican Senator James Reach from Idaho said, "You're just not dealing with people who want to be reasonable," end quote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
As the crisis at the border continues, the Biden administration wants to try something different.
The Biden administration is putting hundreds of illegal immigrants under house arrest in a test program aimed at slashing costs amid the soaring number of crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. The home curfew pilot program in Baltimore and Houston would include 100 to 200 single adults in each location. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says this program will be costing you money.
Yeah, it's obvious that the Biden administration is systematically trying to not only dismantle ICE, but essentially eliminate our entire southern border. And the taxpayers, hardworking middle-class taxpayers, are going to subsidize this progressive left social experiment. And unfortunately, it's going to be all of us are going to pay the cost in increased crime, in increased drug addiction, and really destruction in our inner cities.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, questions Gigi Schoen, Biden's nominee to be commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission, during a Senate Commerce Committee hearing on Wednesday.
That the plaintiffs, ABC, NBC, CBS, were going to be paid $32 million, that they had $32 million in damages. That was the public settlement announced on the day of your nomination. What nobody knew at the time is that the secret settlement cut $32 million down to $700,000. That's 2 cents on the dollar. I've litigated a lot of cases. I've settled a lot of cases. I don't recall ever settling a case that my clients had won, that we had a victorious court judgment for 2 cents on the dollar. But you know what? I've never had a case against someone who was about to be the regulator of my industry. Did you disclose that sweetheart deal paid to the company on whose board you served, or rather not paid from the company, that is essentially a gift from the companies the FCC regulate? Did you disclose to this committee that agreement?
No, because I was not allowed. Okay. I was not permitted.
Ms. Sohn, that's actually incorrect. Provision 6.0, and here's what it says. I'm going to quote it. Quote, no party will communicate or authorize anyone to contact or communicate with the media or press, orally or in writing or otherwise, concerning the agreement or the order. Last time I checked, the United States Senate is not the press.
Well, again,
yes or no? Did you disclose the $700,000 secret settlement to the White House?
No, I did not.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.